I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 defeat at Chatham. Alan, as the players came off the pitch there's a few K's fans who were clapping the players, saying they were unlucky. I'll be honest, I wasn't among them. I thought they let the fans down today, they let themselves down, and I thought they let you and Mark Hams down as the management team.
I feel so I let the fans down, I feel so I let the chairman down, and all like, and I've paid good money, and I want better than that. All I want is effort. All we do is limp about the same. We've got the best physio in non-league football in Steve Snell. Jamie Street does an unbelievable job for us, and I've banned it from the damn band, massages and all that, like, and because that's all we do, limp. We limp in the warm-ups, we limp on the training ground, we limp all over. I'd accept a few little injuries here and there, but there's no desire to play, man. We just limp about, simple as that. That's what I honestly think. And I said, I had a chat with Hampshire last night, really, and I said, like, listen, we might have to build if we're doing get a result tomorrow, like, you know. And I've just looked at this side out there, man, with a chance of getting in the playoffs and all, like, you know, and stuff like that. Even, you know, last week I put subs on and done the trick, I put the subs on, they were worse, to be honest, in my opinion. And need to say, whatsoever. So I kind of see, like, you know, back two, I bet our two centre halves haven't even got a mark on them, not a flicking mark, you know. I haven't made a tackle all game, back four were absolutely awful. I've got experience in there, I depend on experience. I brought the players in, so it's my fault, it's my responsibility for playing that team, and it's my fault that we're not in the playoff contention. And it's pathetic, absolutely pathetic.
We don't yet know the Worthing result, we just talked about that, but to a certain extent it doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter, without a doubt, it doesn't matter at all, like, you know, to performances they got. We sensed it in the week we did, like I say, I had a chat with Hamzy last night, and I sensed it then, like, you know, and I think these buggers think they've made it, and we haven't even gotten the playoffs, man, in a league which is, you know, the progress it's been for a lot of years, like, you know. And what's the point of what we've done? I couldn't give a monkey's how we've done, to be honest, you know. All I'm bothered about is trying to rebuild this side, and that's what I've got to start. Who could I keep? And, you know, like last year I give contracts out, like, you know. I wouldn't dream giving anybody a contract in that side. Not dream it, I'm telling you about now. Because I'll let a player the game like every manager does and try to switch a few players. But the my players are brought in, and it's my responsibility to give a performance like that without any desire whatsoever. It kills you.
Simon Huckle, I thought, was the only one who did show that effort, that desire. Would you agree with that?
Oh, but he just don't have it. I don't think he defended very well, but he's playing with an injury, and then what you see is what you get. But if we clutched at straws, he might be one in there. The rest of them couldn't pass canister of runners. Didn't look like scoring goals, had chances. Movement up front was awful. Then you get the hump getting dragged off and all that, you know. And I'm thinking, if you play well and get the hump, I'll accept it. But then, not before. I could have dragged anybody at half time, to be honest, you know. But I dragged Goddard, hopeless. Summers, come on, didn't they need better? Bobby was hopeless, didn't they note? But hold on, like you say, who done well? You kind of see it. And I'm back to this thing and all that, we're not doing well. So it's, but it's my fault. I'll take full blame.
If Speedo was fit enough to throw on for 45 minutes, was he not fit enough to start the whole game?
Yeah, he didn't. He hasn't trained all week. He trained Thursday, has been injured. Obviously, he'd be disappointed in what he'd done when he did come on, but I wanted to get a bit of fire in the belly out there. But again, like everybody else, he'll admit he didn't do very well today.
Phil Williams made his debut today. Is 4 games from the end of the season the right time to throw a player into the side?
Thought we had to get some whip out there, you know. We had to play Tilly out there last week, and we thought at times on the ball he'd done well. Off the ball he's got to learn our way, like Lodgy's learned. He didn't a dear Lodgy, bloody hell, I thought he was awful. But he's but it's bad day. Maybe, you know, he's asking some good questions of really, and if we won a day I would have said yes it is. If we lost a day I've got to say no it's not, and it's simple as that. I've got to take it on the chin myself, like I always try to do.
Is it even more frustrating because it looked like we were up against possibly the worst goalkeeper in the league?
I'll tell you now, I said before kickoff, I said I watched him against Tottenham Mitchum and he doesn't catch anything, he punches. Yeah, those feedbacks full, those go up there, and he punched everything, but we didn't follow up. I thought up front we didn't have a clue, to be honest with you. And I've been thinking that for the last few games, really, but I'm disappointed.
You mentioned up front, Sean Beveney and Said Sanko both gone in recent months. There doesn't seem anyone good enough to step up to the plate to partner Bobby.
No, and Bobby's not playing well. As you know, Bobby's actually having a shocker. He scored a few penalties, but he's not playing well. Obviously Stevie Goddard would have done well up there, and I thought Dan would have done well when he come on, but not to be. And here's another good question, which I can't answer for. It's my responsibility.
You mentioned a while back, I think it may have been even before Christmas, that the time to throw the youth team players in was when it was no longer possible for us to reach the playoffs. What's your stance on that at the moment? Do you wait till it's mathematical?
I will, but I'll do it. No doubt about that. If we kind of not good enough to get the top five in this league, it's a scandal. And without a doubt, it doesn't matter how I leave out, to be honest, because this year, like last season, we were hanging on. I was offering these contracts out and saying, come on, we'll build. But I can't build with them. You know, not of a side which was having worse this season. Kind of finish in top five. I can't do it. So, if you want to go and look for clubs, we're best off doing it, to be honest.
What was the most disappointing aspect of today? Was it the fact that, okay, we lost 3-1, but we probably deserved to lose 3-1, didn't we?
But we got any backbone, like, you know. I thought we went for a solid back four, that's what I thought it would be, and we're awful at back four, did you? Awful. And you think you can have two wides and so we can get at people, and it didn't happen. I thought Lampen and Williams would have done well in midfield. Didn't happen. Like, Williams doesn't track runners. Simple as that. He's got to learn what to do. And up front and all that, I thought, I really did think that, you know, Goddard and Bobby would do well. Didn't happen. So, well, you know, that's bad management at the end of the year. I always have a go at the players, and it's bad management. So, not very good at all.
You say bad management, there's only a certain amount you can do. Once they cross that white line, it's down to them, isn't it? Especially the effort and the desire side of things.
Definitely, I'm always critical on Ewan because I want to try to be the best manager I can. I want to try to manage at the highest level if I can, hopefully with Kingstonian. But the thing is, like, you know, I pride myself on getting teams right, with Hamzy and Morton, Taylor, getting the team prepared right. And that's what's hurt us more today, because I thought, come on, let's have a go. Great result down Chatham. We'll be 5-0 for the last three games of the season. And they say I've seen out there, it's incredible. And it shook us again. It shook us. I was in a very good mood. I keep praise the change room. I praise how we've done the last few weeks. And we're awful last week, first half, but maybe second half, last week's painted over a few cracks, to be honest. And I'm just massively disappointed for the club and the fans. And we always make a journey and always make noise, and the players don't deserve it.